your broadcast home for Shelby County Rockets at Martha Lane Collins Titan Sports. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
About to resume play here at Robert Doyle Stadium in what has been a spectacular night of football weather-wise. Start of the evening, we knew that scattered showers and thunderstorms were possible tonight, but knock on wood, so far so good. We've got about a minute here on the game clock before we'll resume play, Tom, and talk maybe just a little bit about some adjustments here. Shelby County, of course, up 10, turned the ball over early on the first drive in the very beginning of the game. That turned into 7 for North Bullitt. But other than that, the defense has done a pretty decent job of maintaining containing this North Bullitt offense.
You know, North Bullitt controlled the ball the whole first half, but they only got the one touchdown out of it. And they had to work hard for that one, taking over inside the 20.
Yeah.
I think Shelby just needs to continue with their game plan and what they've been doing. I don't know if North Bullitt gets down there and Shelby changes any defense or anything. I haven't been able to pick anything up. I know they're really blitzing up the middle or off the corner, depending on what the play's called, and trying to get some pressure on the quarterback.
Offensively, Brandon Davis has 2 touchdowns for the Rockets. Tyler Drain has the other rushing touchdown, but so far Brandon Davis for the Rockets is probably the guy who stands out the most for the blue and gold.
He has. He's had several touches, a couple scores down in there. Tyler Drain had the big run and led the Rockets in the rushing, and Caleb Moorhead right behind him. I think they had 52 and 30 yards, respectively.
Teams are now back on the field. North Bullitt wearing the green pants and white jersey tops, black and gold helmets. They will kick to the south end zone. Number 13, Noah Nida, the kicker. Deep to return for the Rockets, of course, is Keon Stone and Brandon Davis. This one's going to go to Stone on the far sideline at about the 12-yard line, and he'll be wrapped up before he gets to the 20. They'll spot him at the... It'll be just before the 20-yard line where the Rocket offense will march out and begin their first drive of the second half.
It looked like the Rockets were almost unsure of what they were trying to do there. Received the ball on the 12-yard line and only got 7-yard return off of it. It wasn't like it was a real high kick or anything.
Always spotted at the 19. The Rockets break the huddle. We see Keyshawn Catlett come to the near sideline with Brandon Davis. Keon Stone in a trips left formation. Moorhead behind Drain in the shotgun. Here's the snap. Handed off to Moorhead up the middle. It's wrapped up as he gets to the 20. And they'll get him just over the 20 and it's a 21. So about a 2-yard gain on first down.
Just a little straight handoff up the middle there, trying to spread the field a little bit and open up the middle. North Bullitt played that well.
It's going to be Catlett, Stone, and Brandon Davis again in a trips formation to the near sideline. Drain barking out some orders to Stone. This is a screen pass to Keon. He bobbles it, catches it, now steps upfield. He's over the 25, and he's wrapped up and brought down. I believe Stone laid there on the ground there for just a moment. I don't know if he's injured or not. He hasn't really moved, but he's picked up after he gains, let's call it 5 yards to the 26-yard line.
Looks like he's almost like he's cramping.
He walks off slowly to the near sideline. We do see number 7. That's William Davis, the freshman, in the game as his replacement. Here's the snap to Drain. They're going to pitch it on a long pitch to Brandon Davis on the left sideline.
He
gets the edge, and he's into the open field. Down the far sideline, cuts back to the middle, cuts back again over the midfield, inside the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. But a couple of flags come out here late in the run, so we'll see if this one's going to stand. Waiting for the indication.
William Davis was downfield on an excellent block. And actually, the North Bullitt guy grabbed him around the head and pulled him down. The official just saw the tail end at it. I'm anxious to see what he's going to call here.
So the head official signifies personal foul, face mask on the defense. And so this is going to count as a Rocket score. Brandon Davis adding to what he's already done this evening. And my goodness, that long run puts Shelby County up now 26-10 here with 10:14 left to go in the third quarter.
I tell you, he hit the corner over there, and North Bullitt had good pursuit angle, had 4 guys chasing him down over there, and he made that cutback, William Davis gave him an excellent block, and he was able to cut in behind that and took it all the way to the house.
There were, as you said, a few defenders who made a good pursuit to cut Brandon Davis off, forced him back to the middle of the field, but no one able to bring him down, and the Rockets get a long touchdown. Extra point try, kick is up and good. 27-10 here with 10:14 to go in the third. Rockets push their lead out to 17. This is Rockets football on 93.3. WXLN.
Shift into savings now at your local Kubota dealer, Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. Kubota's RTV X Series is the best-selling diesel utility vehicle in the industry, earning their place by setting the standard for being durable and reliable under all kinds of conditions. Right now, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years on select Kubota RTV X utility vehicles. Now through September 30th, 2016, call toll-free 800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Your local Kubota dealer in Shelbyville is Jacoby Sales. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
It's going to be an onside kick, folks, to start the kickoff after this touchdown. Penalty was assessed on that personal foul on the touchdown run by Brandon Davis, which, by the way, covered 74 yards. Josh Edwards tried a little onside kick up the middle here, and truth be told, I think that ball popped right up and hit him before it got to the 10-yard.
It's almost like he tried to kick it behind him or something. It was real funny. The far side official called the flag on it. But now we're from the 50. We're going to try it again or kick it through the upright.
He's only 4 yards off the ball. The ball is at the 50-yard line. Here's the approach. And he will kick it high and deep and into the end zone for a touchback. 10:14 to go here in the third quarter. 27-10, Shelby County on top of the 3-0 North Bullet Eagles. Shelby County, after this game this week, will go on the road to take on, of course, before tonight, they were 0-3, Bullet East. Bullet East took Collins down to the wire just a few weeks back. North Bullet trots out, and let's see, is that the same guy? Quarterback it is, Andrew Brown. He'll hand it off up the middle. This one goes to number 13. The running back, Noah Nida, popped him down at the end of the run. Are they going to call this a fumble? They're going to call him down. They are going to call him down by contact. And Keyshawn Catlett in on the tackle there for Shelby County. But that run by Noah Nida, good for a first down. A 13-yard run out to the North Bullet 33. Two wide receivers trot out to the far sideline. Two running backs are in behind the quarterback, Andrew Brown. Here's the snap. He'll drop back the pass, looking to the right, going to throw across the middle. Hit! But a catch made there by number 4, Tyler Commissar, and he lays on the ground. Boy, oh boy, that was a big hit on Commissar. It's not as simultaneous as could be with the ball coming in and then the hit quickly thereafter.
John, that was the first play he's been back since. It took him a while to get off the field a while ago.
He was an injured player there at the end of the first half. He's had the break to rehabilitate. Did hang on to the ball. An impressive catch. Good for a first down. They spotted at the North Bullet 48-yard line with 9:33 here in the clock running in the third. Shelby County on top 27-10 after they took their opening drive in for a score. Brandon Davis on a 74-yard touchdown run.
North Bullet a little confusing there. He's going to have to burn a timeout.
They do take a timeout. It'll walk all the way out the field, so we'll keep it here for a moment. Do want to make a broadcasting note. As I mentioned, next week the Rockets are on the road at Bullet East, and Tom and I come back for the third week in a row as we'll travel with the Rockets down to Mount Washington. Bullet East has been a hard luck team this year. They're 0-3, lost a shootout at Collins a few weeks ago. I was able to watch that game, and
you know, Sean, they've lost to Louisville Eastern.
Yeah.
Collins.
Yeah.
6A Central Hardin.
Yeah. On the road at Central Hardin.
Yes. And they're at Spencer County tonight.
Yeah, who Spencer is starting to play a little better after that shell shock of a loss at
Bardstown
to open the season.
Right.
Had a real nice win at East Jessamine last week. So going to be playing another district foe of ours. So we'll see how we stack up. The whole district stacks up against them.
First and 10 for North Bullitt here at their own 48. Brown going to keep it. Trying to get back to the line of scrimmage. I think that's all he'll get before being brought down.
Drew Mack got in the backfield there and just totally blew that play up.
Mack, again, confusing the numbers tonight. Mack normally wearing the 21, wears 45 tonight. Second down and 10. Two wide outs to each side. One comes in motion here to the near side. They'll hand it off up the middle. This is Nida spinning across the 50. Near side Judge is walking in at the 47-yard line. And so the Rockets force North Bullitt into a third and 5.
Commissar is back out on the field after taking that hit off that completion a while ago.
Ball at the 47, third down and 5, 8-11 here in the third. Left to play. Two wide outs here to the near side, one to the far side. Brown in the shotgun with two running backs, one to each side. A low snap as he drops back to pass, throws to the left side. Intercepted! Brandon Davis with the pick, and now he'll return it back to the 40. On the near sideline, makes a man miss. Trying to get to the 30 before being brought down. There are flags on the play.
I almost think that was more offensive interference. They're trying to break Brandon off of it like blocking out a rebounder.
Davis was in good position. It makes you wonder if it was something we didn't see before the ball was thrown, but they're walking this one back as if Shelby County will be penalized. And that's a shame because Davis has had a whale of a game thus far. And, oh boy, for as much as maybe he did something beforehand.
I don't know if he got his hands in there when they were trying to move him around, but it didn't appear to.
Nonetheless, Shelby County going to be penalized here on what would have been a nice return, an interception return. Davis caught the ball at the 42, took it all the way back down inside North Bullitt territory, but pass interference against Davis is called, and now the Eagles with an opportunity here, trailing 27-10 in the third, get the ball at the 32-yard line of Shelby County. Three to the far side. Brown takes the shotgun snap, throws it right side. Flag comes in. This is Nida on the reception, makes a man miss, gets out of bounds on a second effort, that takes him inside the 20.
We got a flag on a play, which is, I think, is roughing the passer.
Yes. Sure is. Roughing the passer going to go against Shelby County. So what looked like about a 14-yard gain on first down inside the 20 is also going to have a personal foul penalty tacked on to the end of it. Should take North Bullitt down somewhere around the 5-yard line. They do spot it at the 9. So first and goal here, North Bullitt with their first drive of the second half, trailing 17. Two wide outs to each side, and Andrew Brown in the shotgun. Flag before the snap.
That'd be a motion on North Bullitt.
And it is illegal procedure. Shelby County has benefited a few times for pre-snap infractions. That'll back up the Eagles to the 14. First and goal. Still have a pretty good crowd here on hand tonight. North Bullitt has a nice following as well. And most importantly, no rain. First and goal from the 14. Brown with two running backs in the backfield. A man comes in motion. That's Christian Floyd, and
delay of game.
Here's going to be another flag, and it is another pre-snap penalty for this offense. It is a delay of game. Back it up to the 19-yard line, first and goal.
You're going to have a first and goal. That's a good place to let them have it.
First and goal from the 19. Here's a pass over the middle, thrown a little high and out of the reach of the intended receiver, Christian Floyd. Andrew Brown has seen all the action here tonight at quarterback after so far this season, North Bullitt mixing in Connor Abney.
You know, James Bradley on the coverage right there, you know, staying with the man step for step down through there.
The Shelby County defense trying to hold North Bullitt with 7:37 left to go in the third. Second down and goal from the 19. Two wide outs to the near side. Floyd comes in motion to the near side. Here's the snap. Brown going to pass. Now he tucks it. Going to run. And this one sniffed out. Flags come in late. Ryan Johns on the stop for Shelby County. This is a personal foul against the Rockets.
Wow. And that should turn around and give them an automatic first down.
Ryan Johns came out of that pile after making the play, celebrating, but the flags had already been thrown before that. It makes you
face mask, maybe.
All he got was an indication of a personal foul. There was nothing to say that it was a face mask or a late hit or anything of that nature.
Blow to the head, maybe.
Yeah, it could have been. But we'll see the ball spotted down now at the 9-yard line, and it is first down. Oh, it's still second down. Should be first down, I thought.
Maybe not.
Huh. Here's the shotgun snap. They're going to run the option pitch to the far side. They get this one to Floyd. He's going to be wrapped up for little to no gain at the 9-yard line. Trying to watch that official hold his hand up. He's holding up third down.
I would think it would be automatic.
Yeah.
It wasn't a dead ball, so I'm not really sure. Never did give an indication what the personal foul was for.
Well, the stick shows third down, so that's what we're going with. Third down and goal from the 9-yard line. North Bullitt trailing by 17. Andrew Brown, the quarterback, in the shotgun. There's a pass to the left side and into the end zone, and it's dropped. Wow. Good coverage on the play from Shelby County's defender. That's going to be, who is that in there?
I think Edwards.
It is Edwards. Is it Edwards?
Yes.
Garen Edwards, wearing number 9, that's who it is. Broke up the play, but actually,
I think Keyshawn come over and got a lick on the guy right at the same time. It was a great breakup by both of them.
And so now it's fourth down and goal. They send three wideouts to the near side, one to the far side. Here's the shotgun snap. Here's a pass to the left side, and a touchdown as Christian Floyd catches it on a circle route. He was the inside slot receiver and ran a route in behind all the other wide receivers to the near sideline and was virtually uncovered until he was hit at the end zone before trotting in for the score. 6:29 to go here, and North Bullitt punches in their second touchdown of the ball game. Tyler Commissar, kicker, comes on for the extra point. Good snap, good hold, and a good kick. 6:29 to go. It's a 10-point ball game, 27-17. Rockets on top. This is Rockets football, Power 93.3.
It's hot in here.
That's your kicking chicken sandwich meal. It really brings the heat. Is it hot enough?
Smoldering. I'm April.
I'm July.
Set your world on fire? Maybe. Indescribably good? Definitely. The Kickin' Chicken Sandwich Meal. Chicken fingers on Texas toast drizzled with tongue torch sauce and ranch. Served with crinkle fries and a small beverage. Only at Zaxby's.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming. Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com. Thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Perry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
9-yard touchdown reception to Christian Floyd gets North Bullitt in the end zone for the first time in this second half. Shelby County on top 27-17 with 6:29 left to go in the third. Here's the kickoff to the far sideline. It's a pop kick, and this is Keyshawn Catlett on the return. No, excuse me, that's going to be the freshman William Davis on the return. Try to run it back to the near sideline before being tripped up and brought down at the 20. So that kick is good as a touchback would be, and the Rockets offense comes back onto the field for their second drive.
You know, Rockets, that defensive series was penalized four times for 55 yards.
And an inevitable score.
Yes.
Sorry. Whew. Try saying that five times. Tyler Drain back out for Shelby County at quarterback. Sends Keon Stone in motion. Going to throw a screen pass near side, and I'm not sure we didn't have a loss on the play on that one. As Keyshawn Catlett caught a low pass from Tyler Drain just behind the 20-yard line.
You know, when the defense was out there, the trainers over here working on Tyler's right wrist. I had it taped up, and he tried throwing some, and it appears they took the tape off. I was just too uncomfortable for him, so we'll see how that plays out the rest of this half.
That ball was thrown low there. It's second down and 11. He's going to drop back and pass again. Here's a quick hit to Davis over the middle. That's Brandon Davis. His player's helmet comes off for North Bullitt, but Brandon Davis gets out across the 35-yard line, and now he's down. I believe he's got a cramp.
It is muggy tonight.
It is muggy, and as we've talked about, the weather's ideal with a breeze, but the humidity is still up. 5:45 left to go in the third quarter, and we've got also another player down for North Bullitt back at the 16-yard line. So they're tending to two players here. Davis for Shelby County on the reception. Good for a first down out to the 38-yard line and a first down for the Rockets. Tyler Drain with two pass attempts on this drive. The first one to Catlett was a low ball for a loss of one on the play. This one a 19-yard gain out to the 38. And Davis being helped off the field here to the near sideline. They still work on another player for North Bullitt back inside the 20. 27-17. Now the North Bullitt Eagle trots off, and we'll get back to playing football here momentarily. Shelby County wearing the digital camo uniforms tonight in honor of the men and women in the armed forces who serve this country to protect our freedom. The game is sponsored tonight by the Kentucky National Guard out of Shelbyville. First and 10 from the 38. Drain pitches it far side out to Connor Dean in the game at running back for the Rockets, and we've got two injured Rockets down near the 35. One of them is Tyler Drain, who's slow now to get up and walk around. The other is going to be number 57. That's Jordan Nava, who's filling in tonight at right tackle.
We had a flag on the play.
And there was a flag on the far sideline near, actually near the North Bullitt bench. They call holding against Shelby County. And so you got to assume that one of the wideouts on that far sideline got caught. They'll back this all the way up to the 31-yard line. It's a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul at the 41. Replaying first down. First down, and it's about 18. Drain drops back to pass here on first down.
That's a nice move.
Steps up out of the pocket, cuts back in the middle, makes another man miss to the middle of the field. Dealt to the far left sideline before reaching the first down marker at midfield. Tyler Drain, who, boy, he took a shot on the last play. He looked just fine on that one. Keeping it after dropping back to pass, they flushed him out of the pocket to the near sideline, and then he used his legs and good vision to get up to midfield. They spot him down at the North Bullitt 49-yard line, and it's good for a first down.
Looks like the Rockets have made a lot of line substitution, got freshman Bradley Drake in the game.
So it's first and 10 from the 49. Here comes a man in motion. That's Connor Dean. They'll hand it off to Caleb Moorhead. We haven't said his name in quite a while, but that's going to be a gain of about five as Moorhead gets down to the 44-yard line.
Number 71 shaking up for North Bullitt.
Starting to see players go down here. Had a few guys go down with cramps in the legs, of course. And this is going to be a second down play with 4:18 left to go in the third quarter. Shelby County up 10, 27-17. Drain has a man come in motion. That's Connor Dean. They'll pitch it to him on the sweep. He puts it on the ground. He's going to be hit. Ball still loose. Who's going to get it? It looks like Shelby County recovered. I believe it's going to be Catlett, who came back and got on top of that one. He's slow to get up now. Catlett going to stay in the game. And we're going to send Ethan Goree out there as Catlett was slow to get up, and Catlett looked to the sideline and said, stay there. Third down and five. And we're going to have a flag here before the snap. Did Shelby County draw the defense offside? They sure did.
Puts about a yard short.
It'll be about a five-yard penalty. And this one's going to put it down at the 40-yard line, just about a yard shy of the first down of North Bullitt. 3:28 left to go in the third quarter. Shelby County on top by 10, 27-17. Clock still moving. Drain in the shotgun. Hands off to Moorhead, straight up the middle. He's going to get the first down, or
maybe.
Let's see. No, it's short. Boy, oh, boy. Blowing the clock dead here. He gets to the, let's call it the 39, And without even bringing out the chains, the head official goes ahead and puts the fist in the air, signifying about fourth down and short.
About 3 or 4 inches. Down marker's right on the 39, and he's about the 39 and a quarter.
So it's fourth down and short in North Bullitt territory. From the shotgun, it's drained.
Yes, sir.
And they're
going to
draw him off sides again. Boy, oh, boy. Great heads-up count there by the quarterback, Tyler Drain, on the hard count. Able to draw a defender offside, and that's going to give the Rockets a first down at the 34-yard line.
You know, Shelby's got a lot of young guys in there, some guys not that we haven't called a lot playing
sure.
this offense. You know, this shows how deep we are in this backfield.
Very disciplined. Drain going to drop back the pass, going to float a ball down the seam on the left side. Off the shoulder pass.
Oh, what a play.
The defender never saw the football. It bounced up number 10, Connor Abney's shoulder pads. And I believe that's James Bradley that was able to make the catch and stay with it inside the 5-yard line, put it down at the 3, and that's good for a Rockets first down. Bradley lined up in the left side slot and ran a go route from the 34-yard line. Now first and goal. They mark him down at the 5, excuse me. First and goal from the 5. Here's Drain. Marches up to the line. And in motion coming to us, that's Connor Dean. He'll grab the football as he heads to the corner, trying to get it in the edge. He falls down near the goal line, but going to come up short.
You know, North Bullitt really strung that play out, and he made an excellent move just to try to get back upfield, get what he did, and almost got it pay dirt.
And mark him down where the G is printed on the field here. It's going to be at the 1-yard line. They've got another injured player down for North Bullitt with 1:51 left in the third.
You know, it is real muggy out there. You look down here on Shelby County sideline, a lot of starters over there getting a lot of water, cold towels.
Yeah, we've
real
seen,
humid.
We've seen a few Shelby County players come over here to the training table, guys who are varsity starters, if you will, notably Brandon Davis, Keon Stone, guys that aren't out playing on the offensive side of the ball right now for the Rockets. We haven't called their names. Keon Stone, we can kind of see here walking down the sideline on the track without a helmet. Brandon Davis the same. He's got his helmet in hand as they tend to the injured Eagle football player here. He's down about the 7-yard line. It's another cramp, looks like, of his left leg.
Nav is over there sitting down, too. So, I mean, that's three offensive starters sitting down over here.
Not to mention Hayden Tedford, the senior center. He's out for tonight's game. Daniel Glass has done a nice job tonight snapping the shotgun snaps back to Tyler Drain. He's moved over from the guard position to center tonight. Brandon Osordo is also out on the line. Now we've got another youngster in there on the end of the line playing right tackle.
James Bradley, he came out and getting a big bottle of water and a lot of hugs, high fives, and laughs from his offensive performance he's been putting on out there.
That last catch, as we said, bounced off the shoulder pad straight up in the air. The defender had his back turned to the football, and James Bradley was able to pick it out of the air and bring it down. First and goal, or second and goal now here from the 5. Here's Tyler Drain going to keep it up the middle. Does he get in? No indication yet. Looked like he might have.
A few of the Rockets thought it was a touchdown.
And they're going to mark him down. Second down just short of the goal line.
Third down.
Excuse me. Jordan Nava comes back into the game at right tackle on the offensive line. And it's third down and goal from inside the 1-yard line. Rockets on top 27-17 with 1:10 to go in the third. William Davis in motion. They'll give it to Moorhead up the middle. And Caleb Moorhead takes it in for the 1-yard score.
I think he could have ran that one all the way to vocational school.
Touchdown, Shelby County. The Rockets up 33-17 here with under a minute to go now in the third.
That was a great answer. Drove the length of the field.
Ate some clock up. It was about a 4-plus-minute drive there for Shelby County. Josh Edwards comes on. Here's the snap. Hold. Kick is up and good. And a flag comes in after the kick on this one. I think this is going to be...
Josh is well shooken up.
Yeah, he does. He comes off the field favoring a leg here. I don't know. That's a few times now we've seen on blocked field goal attempts that either Tyler Drain or the kicker has had some sort of contact. This one here,
Shelby County's asking for a personal foul.
I don't think they're going to get it.
Running into the kicker.
Running into the kicker. So it'll be a five-yard penalty on the kickoff. The field goal was good on the extra point, and now it's 34-17, and the Rocket lead back out to 17 points. With one, under a minute to go here in the third, we'll keep it here after the score. We did mention, though, that some of the Rocket football players that are normally starters, we're seeing a few of them try to rehabilitate quickly and recover from being banged up. Keon Stone still trying to jog it out down here on the north side of the sideline. Jordan Nava, who actually returned to play on that touchdown from being injured himself, is now over on the sidelines still working some things out. And the kicker, Josh Edwards, who normally wears number 89, haven't mentioned he's wearing 84 tonight, is on the field, and he will kick this away from the 45-yard line as he approaches the ball. High and deep and just short of going over the crossbar of the upright there. And then for a touchback. 34-17 here from Robert Doyle Stadium. 82 degrees still outside. North Bullitt brings the offensive unit back on the field. Andrew Brown, the senior signal caller, breaks the huddle. He'll be flanked by Noah Nida, the running back, to his left. Two wideouts to the right. Man comes in motion. That's Floyd. They're going to pitch it on the sweep to Nida. He's got a lot of space over there and a good block out in front of him. He's over the 45 and out to midfield on a big run. No flags on that one. And a great play design for North Bullitt. Noah Nida, the running back.
That was a great play. They faked the inside dive, almost like a counter.
Yeah.
And then took off with it and then run the regular option on the outside. A lot of misdirection.
So they spotted at the North Bullitt 49-yard line, first and 10 with a running clock under 40 seconds. Two running backs in the backfield with Brown. Two wideouts near side. Here's a low snap. He picks it up off the ground. Now looking to pass. He's going to try to get back to the line of scrimmage, but he will be wrapped up and sacked in the backfield for a five-yard loss. That's Drew Mack in the backfield with Ryan Johns and Clayton O'Donohue.
Nava also got in there, made the first lick on him. It got him spinning, and the rest of the Rockets cleaned out.
Be a second and long, about 17 from the 43-yard line. It's the clock winds down here to end the play of the third quarter. Shelby County leading by 17 points, 34-17. This has been Rockets football.